Mic check, 1 2, 1 2. Happy Pride. Listen, I was like, okay, it's Pride Month. I think it's like Black Music Month. It's Caribbean Heritage Month. Juneteenth is this month. I said it on Threads. I feel like I have collected all of the Infinity Stones. All feeling like I'm in my bag. I'm feeling vibrant. I'm feeling expressive. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling grateful. So, happy Pride, y'all. I was looking forward to this episode. Honestly, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Okay, I held it. But honestly, it's not even because I had a premeditated message, but it's because I don't have a premeditated message. I've been scrolling social media, and as I've been scrolling, like, I haven't. Okay, so I used to be on TikTok more than any other app, but lately I'm on Threads. Like, if you follow me on Threads, you see me post all the time, every day. And I think that it's a beautiful space. And one of the things that I love so much about my algorithm is the fact that, first of all, I built that thing brick by brick. That's numero. That was so American. Numero. Numero uno. That's number one. But because I have built it brick by brick, like, all I see is like, Black people, Black women especially, people celebrating Pride, people in support of Pride, and all of that. So the energy has been so positive, so uplifting. I just love to see it. But I was thinking this morning, while I was getting dressed, I was thinking about how a few years ago, when it came to my queerness or me being a part of the Lookabigga Trigga community, I used to be like, that ain't nobody business. Like, I don't want people in my business. Who I love is who I love. What I do is what I do. I don't need people knowing, like, oh, what's your sexual orientation? What letter is your letter? All of that. I was like, man, if you see me, who you see me with is who you see me with. And it's just that simple. But now in my journey, I see the importance and the beauty of representation and of being who you are, standing in who you are, and especially as Black women, like, it's such a beautiful thing to see Black women just standing in their queerness, whatever it may be, lesbianism, bi, pan, whatever, trans, just seeing women, seeing Black people standing in confidence and unapologetically just being who they are, it takes a certain level of freedom. It takes a certain level of confidence. It takes a certain level of self-love to arrive at. So yeah, as I've gotten older, I've just been more vocal. Because also I realized that when I stand for something, or when I believe in something, or when I support something, I'm typically the type of person that shouts it from the rooftops. Like, when it comes to Black Lives Matter, I'm gonna shout it from the rooftop. You ain't nobody gonna be able to tell me, oh, you can't say this. Why you talk about race so much? Can't nobody tell me what I can and can't speak on. But when it came to my sexuality, I noticed that there was a bit more timidity, and I think it's because of shame culture, as far as what I was brought up in when it came to homophobia and homophobic people that I grew up around, and trying to make them feel comfortable, you know. And so for me, I do what's comfortable for me. And if it makes you uncomfortable, that's fine. You don't have to be in my bubble. My bubble is exclusive anyway. But I'm realizing that the older that I get and the more vocal that I've been about my sexuality, I've realized that in my liberation, I've been able to, I wouldn't say aid people in their liberation, but be an ally in other people's liberation as well, because so much of who I've always been is very private and just very mindful of what I put out into the world, and at one point perception, because I don't know how y'all feel, but I know that one thing about Virgos is we like a little mystery. Like we like a little, we don't give you too much. We gonna give you a little this, a little that, a little this here, a little that there. And then we, just give ourselves in doses. And I noticed that sometimes I've been that way, like literally for the plot, not necessarily because it's just like, this is who I am. Like I used to do that for the plot. I wouldn't talk about when I was dating or if I was dating or show who I was dating, which I still don't do that. Now it's less about the plot and it's more about privacy and just respecting the fact that everything isn't for everybody. But separate and apart from that, like I would just hold, I would withhold a lot for the sake of like everyone is not worthy of knowing me fully. But now I'm more so in a place where it's like I still feel that way. Everyone is not worthy of all of me, but I'm more willing to be open about parts of myself because I feel like it affirms other people. Because sometimes we can have commonalities with people and we can have shared experiences with people without even realizing or noticing. And also, I know that I'm someone that is good with language and I like to find a way to articulate things to the best of my ability, whether it has to do with religion or spirituality or sexuality. I like to simplify things and make things plain for people as far as like using language. And so I've noticed that in my expression of my sexuality and in my openness and vulnerability of my sexuality, I've experienced so many people that have been like, I've been trying to communicate this or articulate this for so long, and I just didn't know how. But you said it perfectly, or you articulated this perfectly. And so now that's another thing for me is like, I see the power of just being who you are and standing in who you are. And then I work with children more often than not. And it's a slippery slope because when you're open about your sexuality, and I'm not talking about with children, but just if you're open with your sexuality and people find you on social media, that could come with something. I once had a student whose mother found my social media because she was a punk just like me. And I noticed that she started sharing that information and sharing that part of me with other people. And there were people who were like, we don't care. And then there were also people that were like, we don't want her to influence, to have that influence in my child's life or have that voice in my child's ear or whatever. But their children always felt the most safe with me because they know and they were aware that to be queer, to be a part of the LGBTQ community, in my case, to be a lesbian, that doesn't always come with great things, and that doesn't always come with beauty or with ease. And I noticed that the girls were able to come to me and be vulnerable about their sexuality to me. And so, like I said, it comes with its pros and cons, but I feel like my life's purpose is always to be a safe haven and a sanctuary for people. And one of the things that has made me a safe person for a lot of people, especially in the past 5 years of my life, is being a lesbian woman and being comfortable in my skin and not feeling like I have to apologize for who I am to make anyone comfortable. And also just being able to have the conversations with people and not just children, but with people who have struggled with their sexuality and who still feel like in 2025 they got to be trapped in the closet. And who still feels that nervousness or that guilt or that shame for being who they are or being wired how they're wired. And I get to exemplify what it means to live in your truth and what it means to choose yourself by any and all means necessary, you know? So I would love to encourage anyone that's listening, especially if you are a part of the LGBTQIA plus community, to be who you are. I feel like that's the most gay quote of all time, but literally be who you are and don't apologize for who you are. Don't feel like you have to water yourself down and make yourself more palatable for anybody, for society, for your community, for your family, even. You know, I get the whole thing of like respectability and trying to be considerate of elders and all of that, but if you have to sacrifice yourself to make someone else feel comfortable, is that fair to you? What does that communicate to your inner child? And that's what I had to remember for myself was there was a time in my life where I wished that I had the example. Little me wishes she had the example of a lesbian woman who was herself, who was loving, caring, open, beautiful, courageous, confident, kind, generous, who was all of these things. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that example of lesbian women in my life. And so I'm realizing now that being an example isn't just about how children perceive you. You could also be an example to your peers and to your elders. And so, me being who I am, and me choosing myself, and me navigating the world as me has caused other people to feel convictions in their own lives. And sometimes, in that conviction, the energy that I've gotten is condemnation from people. But I've also gotten experience, well, responses from people that gave off, you gave me what I needed to feel like I can be who I am. Like I can navigate the world around me without feeling like I'm gonna lose something. Because if you gain yourself, the losses will be worth it. And a lot of times, those losses that feel like permanent losses can sometimes be temporary losses, or they could just be distance. But never do something from the perspective of costing yourself yourself. You don't need to sacrifice yourself to make anybody comfortable. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You get to choose you. You get to be who you are. You get to love yourself out loud. You get to make the little version of you proud by being yourself. So be yourself and happy pride. And that's it for this episode. I didn't want to make it a deep thing. I literally was like, I'm gonna just do a little lighthearted pride episode because that's how I felt coming into this month. I felt lighthearted. I didn't feel heavy, so I ain't want to bring heavy energy. So happy Pride, y'all. Happy Pride. Go be a punk. Just go be a punk. Why not? Just be a punk. Be gay. Be outside. I'm just kidding. Somewhat. Happy Pride, y'all.